Welcome to the CenturyLink Cloud Podcast, where we give technology, ingenuity, collaboration, and thought leadership a voice. To learn more about the CenturyLink Cloud platform, please visit www.ctl.io. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to give us a listen.
To another Cloud Talk, the CenturyLink Cloud Podcast. My name is Jonathan Townsend, and as a technical writer based in St. Louis in the CLC Developer Center, one of my functions is to interview, collaborate, and speak with members of the CLC team to allow them to showcase the great work that they do. And today, I'm joined by Eric Reisters. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jonathan. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. So, Eric, what I want to do is I really want to start off by just letting people know and letting you inform them what your position is at CenturyLink Cloud, how long you've been here, and a little bit of background about yourself and your work in the industry.
Certainly. I've been with CenturyLink Cloud about 9 months now. I was hired on to help with developing our secure software development lifecycle program here at CenturyLink Cloud so that we become more proactive with security rather than just being reactive to issues and security incidents that come up. I've spent almost 20 years in the application security business and am now taking that or bringing that to CenturyLink Cloud so that we can get the platform more secure than it already is, and to improve our security posture and our communication with our customers about security.
Excellent. So data security remains pretty much a high concern among IT professionals, industry leaders, and in fact, it's probably one of the main barriers for adopting a cloud service or cloud services. And a lot of customers and users cite security as one of the biggest barriers and concerns, and it's kind of increasing as years go on. And for many who aren't on the cloud yet, they're reluctant adopters or they're maybe stuck in a hybrid cloud solution. And you don't have these services on the cloud yet. What's the biggest reason you feel that they're not adopting cloud services? And kind of leads us into this first question, which is security is this wide sweeping term. And the best way to think about it in security terms of what we do at CenturyLink Cloud, how could you define that? Do you have some bullet points you can kind of go through with that question?
Yeah, certainly. I think security is a good reason to both look at cloud and also be a little concerned about going onto cloud, because it's something that means that we as customers are worried about what are we doing as far as allowing our data, our applications, our security posture going over to someone else. But the important thing to realize is that in a cloud environment, depending upon how big a company you are, how good your own security posture is, going to the cloud may improve that because of the fact that we share the security responsibility between customers and CenturyLink Cloud, and therefore customers aren't responsible for the whole technology stack all the way down to the hardware. That is handled by your cloud provider. And so, number one is to educate yourselves as far as where your security responsibility ends and starts and where CenturyLink does or any cloud service providers. So you need to be, you need to be aware that there is a shared security responsibility model. And if you look on our internet site and search for shared security responsibility, you'll find our documents on how we do this. Depending upon where you are in the cloud, or what you're using on the cloud, whether you're using infrastructure as a service or platform as a service or even software as a service, that boundary line between what the customer is responsible and what the cloud provider is responsible for changes. And so you need to be aware of, based on what services you're getting from us or from any cloud provider, where your security has to kick in and where the cloud's provider's security is. Security is interesting in that in almost all cases security is provided by policies and procedures. And so knowing where the what those cloud policies and procedures are will help you decide what security you need to add and layer on top of that to provide you the kind of security you need for your particular business. What we need to do in the cloud provider space is we need to also define policies and procedures for our security and make sure that they mesh with this shared security model. And then we need to make sure that our DevOps implementations, designs, and our fielding of that secure infrastructure is correct for that particular shared security model that we have. We also need to make sure that we trust, but we verify. So we will do vulnerability scanning and pen testing on our infrastructure to make sure that it is secure as it possibly can be. And then obviously we'll handle the security incidents that come up on our infrastructure, and we'll even be able to notify you as a customer when there's a security incident that you need to be concerned about that has happened at the layer that you are working at. So either at the platform layer or the infrastructure layer, we are doing scanning. We are looking for indicators of compromise. We're not looking at the data that you yourself have on your systems. We're looking at network traffic and looking for indicators of compromise based on the traffic that we see going through our firewalls and through our load balancers.
So because there's so much involved in security as this wide sweeping term with relation to the cloud and cloud adoption, do you think cloud adopters and even those that are on the fence about cloud-based services are justified in having these fears or these hesitations or these questions about security in the cloud, or is this just a perception issue?
I don't think it is just the perception issue. It is a definite concern. It is something that we as cloud providers are aware of, and it's a lot of it is due to the regulations that a lot of our customers are subject to, things like HIPAA high tech, things like PCI DSS. Things like potentially FedRAMP. It's something that when you go and put applications or put data out in the cloud, you need to realize that those regulations are still in effect. In the end, the customer is ultimately responsible for their data security. The cloud provider doesn't necessarily know what data is out there, nor what regulations may apply to it. And so therefore, the customer does need to go through a due diligence to find out from the cloud providers what their security stance is, what compliance they have reached, what regulations they can help with. And then, just like you would have to do this if you own the infrastructure yourself, once you've found out what the cloud provider can give you, you can then check that off on the checklist and not have to worry about it again, because the cloud provider is doing that portion of the security for you. But in the end, it is the customer's responsibility for their data security. If there is a breach on that data, and it is caused by something that the customer misconfigured in the cloud, just like if they had misconfigured it on their own infrastructure, they're the ones that are responsible for the ramifications of breaches.
So with so much going on and so much responsibility, it does kind of dovetail really nicely into my next question, which is, what security measures or concerns has the hybrid cloud brought about, if any, that you or the market have had to address or will have to address?
Well, the concerns that if you're really concerned about hybrid cloud, that means that you've got things that are in a public cloud and things that are in a private cloud. What you need to do is you need to make sure that you have done the data classifications properly, so that you can ensure that the data that is most regulated and needs the most security is in the proper location in the cloud, whether it's public or private. So you need to make sure that the cloud provider can include the separation and compartmentalization in the public cloud of their customers and users to ensure that one customer on one workload can't interfere with another customer on another workload, even if they're sharing the same hardware in the end. So the compartmentalization, you know, is important. You know, the other things that you have to be aware of is that the same sort of policies that you have for access to data on your own systems will have to be implemented in a cloud provider system. So if you have high privileged accounts on your systems, hopefully you are using strict authentication, including things like multi-factor authentication and access control, and not allowing crossover between different systems and different applications. The same sort of measures can be implemented within the cloud. The capabilities are there. It is up to you as the data owner to ensure that you have got that, first of all, the data classifications correct, and then to ensure that the protections as far as access controls and authentication are in place. What the cloud provider can provide you that you may not have to do yourself is the capabilities, depending upon what services you've contracted for, to do the vulnerability scans, to do penetration testing, to ensure that all of the patching security updates that are necessary on systems and applications can happen for you. And that's, those are the concerns that we have with the hybrid cloud, to make sure that you're putting the correct data into the correct portion of the cloud, whether it's private or public.
So with this shared responsibility and this shared contribution with the customer's responsibility and role and then the cloud providers, what are some things that potential cloud customers should have top of mind when researching the right cloud service provider? And to follow up, how does CenturyLink Cloud alleviate these concerns, or I hate this phrase, but tick the boxes, so to speak?
Yeah, everyone has to tick the boxes, because otherwise their auditors will get after them. So, ticking the boxes is important. It really sort of helps provide at least a baseline for security. So it's a necessary evil, whether you want to do it or not. It's something that you have to do due to regulation. So, all cloud security providers out there have certifications and the capability to get certifications. Especially in a private cloud environment where the CSP provides you the infrastructure and a private cloud, maybe even dedicated hardware if you need it, to meet the regulatory requirements that you have. You've just got to ask the CSP what certifications they have and what compliance they can help you with. In addition to that, managed services can often help customers with ensuring that they meet the requirements. This is what what I mentioned above, before when we were talking about can they provide the security patching that you need to have to keep your systems updated so that they are not vulnerable to the latest attacks that are coming in against systems and applications and networks. Can they do the detection response and the prevention response against attacks? All of these things can be contracted for with our managed services, and we can run the whole gamut at CenturyLink from FedRAMP and PCI DSS and HIPAA to wide open if you need that in a public cloud environment.
So as somebody who is fully involved and integrated and looking to continue to unroll this and improve this process, what are three top best practices that you would offer to a newly launched cloud customer?
So the things that I would have those customers think about is what is your risk tolerance? That's the number one thing, is what are the risks to your business by putting your data or your infrastructure or your applications out on the cloud? You need to know what you can tolerate as far as risk goes. Until you know that, the rest of whatever we do here isn't going to be helpful at all. So number one, determine your risk tolerance. The second thing you need to know is you need to know where your attack surface and trust boundaries are. When you move things into the cloud, the trust boundaries that are used, that you are used to, will change. Your attack surface will change as well. So know where those are, and based on your risk tolerance, then you can define a data-centric threat analysis to determine where your threats are, the ones that you're going to be concerned about, and then determine what the risk level is of each of those threats so that you can prioritize mitigating those threats that have an unacceptable risk to your organization. Threat modeling is especially data-centric threat modeling, is a fairly new process that's come out about in the last 5 years. We've talked about threat modeling against systems, and we've talked about threat modeling against infrastructures, but now with the data being of the most concern and being of the most regulated of things, that's what you need to look at your risks and your threats against, is where's your data, how is it protected, what are your risks against it, and what is your risk tolerance if something were to happen?
Well, these have been some pretty informative statements you've made. What would you say if people wanted to find you or contact you or learn more about what you're working on? Where could they find that site? And maybe if you had an email that you could share, that'd be great. And we'll let you get on with your day today.
Yeah, so if there are questions, I mean, you can reach me at eric.reisters@ctl.io. There are things that you know we can help provide with a CenturyLink cloud to increase the security of any particular cloud installation. And there are questions that we can answer. If you go to the ctl.io knowledge base there and search for security, you will see that there are a lot of different security resources out there for folks. And we're working on a one-stop security reference that will provide the capability to look up, if you have any particular security question, what the features are that might be able to provide you help with securing things. So those are the places to start, and more than willing to help answer questions on this.
Well, Eric, thanks so much for your time and for sharing that information with us. This has been a rather short cloud talk, but I like them that way. So have a good one, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the CenturyLink Cloud Podcast, where each and every episode is geared to showcase what we're working to be industry leaders by sharing ideas, accomplishments, and highlighting the great things we do at CenturyLink Cloud. Until next time, take care.